Greetings. It is I, the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs, CYNLIBSIC. Hi, good morning. I have a cup of coffee in my hand, but it's not working quite yet. Had a very productive day yesterday. Got a lot done. I was up really fucking late. And even though it's 10 o'clock, I'm still tired. Normally, I've been up for hours, but I've went to bed at 1 in the morning or some shit. But I got a lot of stuff done, so it's totally worth it. CYNLIBSOC on the Twitterverse also, if you want to follow me on the Twitterverse. Email address, God, dog spelled backwards, God, CYNLIBSOC.com. I'm here with some CLSology, following up on Jerry Sandusky. So in the previous, I think it's the previous edition of Stating the Obvious. Yeah, it is. The one, if you're listening to the podcast right now, the one right before this, Stating the Obvious, I talked about the book Game Over by Jerry Sandusky. It's written, or it was copyrighted back in 2012, and it happened before his trial. So as I said, it, you know, when it ends, obviously we didn't know the outcome of the trial. So I sat down and I did some quote-unquote research, otherwise known as typing something into Google and believing the first thing that comes back. And here's what I got about Jerry from Google. So it must be true. It has to be true. It's on the internet. It's on Google. Before we talk about Jerry, this is why I don't go on the internet, because I stumble across things. So I'm reading this story here at CBS News about Jerry. Poor Jerry is not going to get his $4,900 a month pension back. That's terrible. And when we say Jerry, of course, Jerry, well, see, now I'm getting ahead of myself. Fuck it. See, Jerry doesn't need the pension because Jerry, a convicted pedophile, a convicted child molester, a man who sucked the dicks of 10-year-old boys in his basement, Jerry doesn't need his $4,900 a month pension because, you see, Jerry is in the SCI Green Supermax prison, where all of his living expenses are being paid for by you, the taxpayer, for the rest of his life. He was sentenced to 60 years, minimum 30 before parole, which means he'll be, what, 80, 90-something before he's even active, ever in, even eligible for parole, so likely he will just die in prison. So I saw this, I'm like, what the hell is a supermax prison? Apparently a supermax prison is a standalone unit or part of another facility designed for violent or disruptive inmates. It's long term. Once transferred to a supermax prison, people tend to stay there for years or indefinitely. Powerful administration. Supermax administrators and guards have ample authority to punish and manage inmates without outside review or prisoner grievance systems. Solitary confinement. Supermax prisons rely heavily on intensive and long-term solitary confinement, which is used to isolate and punish prisoners as well as protect them from themselves and each other. Oh, the government is there to protect you from yourself. Communication with outsiders is minimal. No activities. Few opportunities are provided for recreation, education, substance abuse programs, or other activities generally considered healthy and rehabilitative at other prisons. So Jerry, a man who gives blowjobs to 10-year-old boys, has been put into this supermax prison where he's in solitary confinement and has no activities, and where the guards and the administrators are essentially free to do anything they want to him. And you're paying for all this. Again, let me emphasize, as I said in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious. In an anarcho-capitalist society, everyone would be a pedophile. No. That's what you stay to say, right? Because remember, if we didn't have the government, everybody would run down the street and they'd rape people and kill people and burn down houses and suck the dicks of 10-year-old boys. Everyone would do that. There'd be just no control. Wrong. In an anarcho-capitalist society, Jerry Sandusky would be dead. Because the first time somebody caught him fucking a 10-year-old boy in the shower, they would have pulled out their cell phone, shot 10, 15 seconds of video footage of Jerry fucking the little boy so they had evidence, and then they would have pulled out their gun, because in an anarcho-capitalist society, everybody would carry a sidearm. It would be normal. It would be like fucking wearing shoes. When you got dressed, you would put on your fucking sidearm. And then they'd pull out their sidearm, and they would shoot Jerry, and Jerry would be dead. And there would be no need for supermax prisons that are funded by the state. And, I mean, listen, this supermax prison, so the guards and the administrators can just do whatever they want to the prisoners with no outside review. What kind of fucking scumbag human beings do you think that kind of job attracts? I guarantee you the people who work at these supermax prisons are absolute fucking scum. I guarantee you these people are the filth of the fucking shit of the earth. These people, I promise you, are the scum that you scrape off of the bottom side of whale shit. Who? What kind of person wants that job? And what sort of society pays them to do that? Oh, society just like the one we're in right now. So poor Jerry isn't going to get his $4,900 a month salary. Not that he needs it, because all of his needs for the rest of his life are going to be paid for by the taxpayers. Jerry is now a ward of the state. He can live out the rest of his life without a concern for paying income taxes or obeying laws and regulations or where his money's going to come from, because he will now be completely provided for by the taxpayers. And all he has to do is sit in his little cell all by himself and think about his fond memories of sucking 10-year-old cock. Oh boy, that's justice. Isn't that justice? I bet all those kids, well, most of them are adults now. I bet all of those men who were abused by Jerry Sandusky, I bet they feel so complete now. I bet everything is healed. I bet they're okay. They're fine with this. Like, they can just now go on with their lives. It's no big deal. Justice has been served. Everything has been fixed. All these men who were sexually abused by Jerry Sandusky are now helping to pay the taxes that keep him alive. Oh, it's so wonderful to see the criminal justice system in its glory, in its wonder. Apparently, the state employees retirement system issued a 122-page opinion on their decision to deny Jerry his pension. 122 pages. To explain why you're not going to give a child molester his pension. What can possibly be in 122 pages? You can sum up why he should not get his pension in one sentence. He sucked the cocks of 10-year-old boys in his basement. Period. We're done. 122-page opinion explaining why they're not going to give a pedophile child molester $4,900 a month. There you see the intelligence and the morality of Penn State. Now, of course, as I said, Jerry doesn't need this money, but you know who does need his money? His retirement money? His wife, who is conveniently named Dottie. Isn't that so cute? Her name's Dottie. Oh, that sounds so 50s. His wife, Dottie, would be in line to continue collecting 50% of his pension benefits upon his death. Quote, all I can say at this point is we're looking forward to litigating the revocation of this pension in court. That's the next step in the process. We've exhausted our administrative remedies, and now we'll be filing papers within the next 30 days in court, unquote, said somebody named Benjamin, who is, oh, he's Sandusky's attorney, Chuck Benjamin. Again, so Chuck Benjamin, this fucking scumbag who is representing a man who sucked the dick of 10-year-old boys in his basement, this fucking scumbag lawyer, piece of shit, who should be exterminated, who should be done, who what Hitler did to the Jews is what should be done to lawyers who represent pedophiles. He should be exterminated. This fucking scumbag piece of shit who should be exterminated is now going to go to court in order to get these retirement benefits for Dottie, the woman who had no knowledge, absolutely no idea, didn't fucking know. She had no clue that her husband was in the basement with 10-year-old boys sucking their dicks. She had no knowledge of this. She did not have a clue. Not one fucking clue. And God damn it, we're going to go to the court system and we are going to spend taxpayer money. We are going to suck up resources. We are going to get that motherfucking pension for this woman who had no idea that her husband was in the basement with 10-year-old boys making them suck his dick. She had no idea. Completely fucking clueless what her husband was doing in the basement for years and years and years, and she never once fucking went down there. Had no idea. But by God, I'm a motherfucking scumbag lawyer, and I am gonna make sure this sick fucking woman, who should be exterminated, just like Jerry Sandusky should be exterminated, their DNA needs to be removed from the fucking gene pool. If they have children, their children should be hunted down and killed also to get all of this fucking DNA out of the motherfucking gene pool. The hearing examiner, Michael Bangs, Michael Bangs, had said that the retirement system had improperly applied the forfeiture law to Sandusky for his crimes he committed as a retiree. What kind of college would continue to pay money to somebody who sucks the dicks of 10-year-old boys in their basement? What does this say about Penn State? What does this say about the state? Again, Penn State, it's a fucking government school. It's a fucking Pennsylvania state school. He's a government employee. You people who look to the government to tell you right from wrong, good from bad, moral from immoral, you people should also be exterminated. I mean, seriously, if you need an external force, and this is a thing that ultimately unites the left-wing atheist, statheist, and the right-wing Christians, right? All of you in the end need an external force to tell you right from wrong. For the statheist, it's the state, it's Obama. Right? Obama tells you right from wrong. For the Christians, it's God. There's this invisible man and he lives in the sky. And he tells us what's right and what's wrong. If you seriously can't figure out sucking the dicks of 10-year-old boys is wrong without God or Obama telling you that, then, to use a word I'm using a lot today, you should be exterminated. There should be concentration camps, and you should be put into them, and then you should be killed, and then your body should be thrown into a mass grave. It's not that, except of course the problem is that putting people in concentration camps and exterminating them is wrong. And see, I can figure this out. You can't. Hitler built concentration camps, and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people worked at those camps and supported those camps and ran those camps, had no clue what they were doing was wrong. Because, well, the government said it's okay. Here in the United States, concentration camps put Japanese people in them. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people worked at those camps and supported those camps and ran those camps and collected Japanese people to put in those camps. They had no idea what they were doing was wrong. Well, because the government said it's okay. The fuck is wrong with you people? Oh, wait, you're stupid. You're a bunch of fucking statists. I know what's wrong with you. It was a rhetorical question. Don't answer it. Sandusky. Oh, wait, hang on. Sandusky's blah, 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 blah. Penn State employees do not work for the state government, but are eligible to participate in the state pension system. Interesting. So he's naturally was not a state employee, but he gets to participate in the state, aka taxpayer-funded and supported pension system. Well, that's another giant load of horseshit that we could rant for a while. All right. Sandusky collected a $148,000 lump sum payment at the time he retired, and a total of $900,000 in pension payments by September 2012. That's $1 million, folks. His one fucking million dollars after he's not working. And his wife wants more money. What did they do with all this money? I mean, Jerry did not have an expensive habit, right? His hobbies were not expensive. Basically, he sucked the dicks of 10-year-old boys. I mean, there's lots of 10-year-old boys with dicks. It doesn't cost a lot of money, right? You don't really have to take a 10-year-old boy on an expensive date. A million fucking dollars. And this fucking nasty, filthy, disgusting cunt who didn't know her husband was fucking 10-year-old boys in the basement wants more money. Is there any outrage about, oh, fuck no. Now, and Mitt Romney said that he didn't give a shit about poor people because poor people weren't going to vote for him, which was 100% accurate and true. I have no love for Mitt Romney, but everybody once in a while says something that's correct. Right? When he said poor people aren't going to vote for me, so fuck them, he was right. Just like me. I mean, people who are hardcore statists aren't going to listen to stating the obvious, an anarchy moment and cult personality. Therefore, I don't gear my podcast towards it. Fuck them. Romney was right. The poor people, not going to vote for him. Fuck the poor people. The purpose here is to win an election. He was right about one thing in his entire fucking campaign that I vaguely remember, not that I paid attention to it, but he was right about one thing. Oh, fuck. All right, we've beat that into the ground. As I was reading that, I saw a link to another article here on this CBSNews.com. This is fucking hilarious. FDA warns against keepsake ultrasounds. We'll come back to Jerry Sandusky in a minute. So apparently, women are going in and getting ultrasounds just for the fucking fun of it. Quote, I know that they are exciting, but I don't think women should abuse the medical technology for their entertainment purposes, unquote. Board-certified OBGYN Dr. Rebecca Brightman said. How can these women afford to go get ultrasounds just for the fun of it? I mean, if women are so oppressed and held down and they don't make as much money as men make and all this, how can they afford financially to go get ultrasounds just for the fun of it? Oh, that's right. Obamacare. Because healthcare is free now. I mean, it's just, this was just cracked me the fuck up, man. You know, and what do you mean? No, the medical industry is there for the amusement of women. Titty enhancement, plastic surgery, Botox, all of that shit is there exactly for the fucking emotional fucking satisfaction of women. Moving on. Jerry Sandusky. What else was I going to find up here? Oh, hey, Jerry Sandusky's ex-lawyer charged with stealing $535,000. Hey, so a lawyer who would represent a man who is pretty clearly a pedophile stole money. Are you surprised? Are you surprised? State agency to decide how to divvy up $60 million fine from Sandusky case. So again, Sandusky, he went to trial. He's guilty. Somebody was fined $60 million. And now the criminal justice system is going to do its thing. There's a $60 million fine, and now somebody has to figure out how to divvy that money up. Is any of that money going to go to the men that Sandusky raped? Well, no, of course not. The people Sandusky raped are going to pay taxes to keep him alive in prison. The people he raped are going to pay taxes to support the court system where some scumbag lawyer is trying to get some filthy cunt woman named Dottie money from the university so that she has lots of money in her old age so that she can sit around and forget all the times that she ignored her husband in the basement raping 10-year-old boys. That's what his victims are going to do. His victims are going to continue to be his victims because unlike in an anarcho-capitalist society, his victims would just all get together and they would beat him and kill him and they'd shoot him in the head and then you'd hang him in the public square with a little sign around his neck that says pedophile, and anybody else in Penn State who is thinking about fucking 10-year-old boys would look at that and go, maybe I should go home and just jack off by myself and not talk to any 10-year-old boys. But of course, we live in a culture filled with single mothers who don't have father figures for their children, and so their children are vulnerable to pedophilia, and we end up with this. Thank you, feminism, for giving us Jerry Sandusky. Because remember, Jerry Sandusky could not have done what he did without the assistance of feminism. If all of these kids had nuclear families, oh, I know it's so evil, it's so sexist, it's so oppressive, it's the gender binary, it's gender roles, it's oppression of women, you know, these women who are getting ultrasounds just for the fucking fun of it because they have so much fucking money. Well, actually, because other people are paying for the ultrasounds. Because, yes, the nuclear family just oppresses women so much. And, I mean, what are a few kids getting raped, right? Compared to the freedom of women to be single mothers, to get welfare, to get WIC, to get alimony, to get child support payments, to raise their children to be fucked up. I mean, women need that freedom, otherwise they're being oppressed. And anyone who thinks that children not being raped by football coaches is more important than strong, independent women being single mothers, well, you're fucked up in the head if you actually think children are more important than women. Okay, there's something fucking wrong with you. Women are princesses and they need to be worshipped like the goddesses they are. So there's a settlement, $60 million apparently. There's certainly a tremendous need, says Linda Rosenberg. Must resist. Fuck it. $60 million, the Jews come out of the woodwork. Oh, did I fucking say that? Oh, Rosenberg. $60 million. Schlink. I'm on that. Oh, if there was a hell, I'm going to go there. And see, this is the thing. People will be outraged I just made a Jew joke. Jerry Sandusky sucking the dicks of 10-year-old kids? Totally okay. Right? Not a fucking problem. Let's make sure his wife gets her pension. Gets his pension. Right? You're totally fucking okay with that. But I make a Jew joke and you shit your pants. There's certainly a tremendous need, said Linda Rosenberg, executive director of the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. Quote, in the area of child sexual abuse, I don't know if there's ever enough money to help support the need. Unquote. Okay, you cannot solve child sexual abuse with money. You solve child sexual abuse by giving children stable households, by giving them a mother and a father who provide for them and take interest in them and teach them and learn them and talk to them. I mean, again, how do most of these women, most of these mothers had no idea their kids were being fucked by a football coach? How do you not know that a football coach is fucking your 10-year-old child? How do you not know that? And then the answer is simple. You're a self-involved, stupid, single mother cunt. The way you solve the sexual abuse of children is by giving them mothers and fathers. It's not that fucking hard, and $60 million isn't going to do anything to fix this. January 16th deal, ended litigation, two official Penn statements. Yay, split up the money, with $12 million being retained by the university. So the university, I honestly don't understand this. And I'm not going to do any research to figure it out because I have shit to do today, which some of which involves a girl. Holy shit, it's 10:30. So the university is keeping 12. The university let Jerry Sandusky fuck 10-year-old boys. And so the university is getting $12 million for that. I don't fucking understand this. With $12 million being retained by the university and $48 million going to Rosenberg's agency. The university lets Jerry Sandusky fuck 10-year-old boys on university grounds, and they get $12 million for doing that. Completely fucking baffled by this. I am absolutely fucking baffled. But again, totally okay with you, right? I make a Jew joke and your fucking panties are in a wad. But Penn State University getting $12 million for letting a football coach fuck little boys in the shower, you're completely cool with that, aren't you? Because you're a fucking statist. I hate you. You should be exterminated, you fucking filth. The Endowment Act dictated five purposes for the money. So we're going to use money. These are the five things we are going to accomplish with the money. Number one, preventing child sexual abuse or helping its victims. Okay, you can't prevent sexual abuse of anyone, children or adults, with money. There's just no way to do that. Like right now, let's say right now I'm sitting here, I'm recording this, and someplace else, there's a man sucking the dick of a 10-year-old boy. I could pull out some money, but that money is not going to stop that man from sucking the dick. So let's say I get more money. Let's say I have $1 million in cash right here. How does that prevent this man from sucking that boy's dick? It doesn't. Okay, you cannot prevent child sexual abuse with money. Now, as for helping its victims, what about Jerry Sandusky's victims? Are they getting any money? Are they getting any... And not that money would solve their emotional traumas or the stigma upon them or anything like that. I mean, there's no way any of that can be fixed by any external source. It's unfixable. To even pretend it's fixable, it just shows you're a fucking moron. But are the people, the men, whose dicks Jerry Sandusky sucked, are they getting any of this money? Oh, fuck no. Fuck them. They were just tools. The only reason the state even gave a shit about them is because them testifying against Sandusky, them coming forward, was a way for Rosenberg to get her $48 million. That's all that she basically just fucking... Yeah, Jerry Sandusky raped the kids once. Then the state and this Rosenberg bitch raped those children again when they were adults. Second thing we're going to do with this money is supporting investigative teams. Ooh, you mean like the ones that took years to figure out Jerry Sandusky was fucking 10-year-old boys in the shower, even though there were multiple witnesses? Third thing we're going to do with this money is we're going to aid victim services groups that work with children. People with liberal arts degrees who can't get real jobs, who thrive on child molestation, who would not have jobs if there were not single mothers raising fucked up children who were vulnerable to predators, those fucking pieces of shit with their liberal arts degrees are going to get paid more money to essentially do nothing. Again, you see here, as I've said before, people who go into these welfare and the fucking, you know, whatever, to help people recover from their addictions, these people are just parasites. And these people want... We've talked about this so many times before. These people want children to be raped. They want children to be abused. They want children to be addicted to drugs. They want women to be raped. They want women to be battered. Because only through those things happening do these people have jobs. If there are no children being sexually abused, and your job is to work with children who have been sexually abused, you don't have a job anymore. You're out of work. So obviously, you want children to be abused. These people are sick fuckers. They're right up there with the pedophiles and the lawyers who represent the pedophiles and the lawyers who try to get Dottie her fucking money. And just like those people, they should also be exterminated. Concentration camp, gas them, mass grave, done. The fourth thing we're going to do with what Rosenberg is going to do with her $48 million, which is, of course, ultimately coming from the taxpayers, right? It comes from the government, and it comes from the students' tuitions, and, of course, the student tuitions come from government loans primarily, and some of the students are paying their own way, but then again, those students are also taxpayers, right? All this money, all this $48,000, all comes from the taxpayers. None of this is coming from Jerry Sandusky. Jerry Sandusky is the one who sucked the dicks. Why is Dottie trying to get his retirement money? All the financial resources Jerry had should be going to the children Jerry fucked. They should have taken everything he owned, sold it. They should have taken all of his liquid assets, all of this shit, and it should have been divvied up between the children, well, the adults now, whose dicks he sucked. But instead, Rosenberg and PSU get giant lump sums of money. And that's justice? You people are fucking sick. The fourth thing Rosenberg is going to do with this $48 million is training on how to report or treat child abuse victims. Because we need to train, because, you know, after 12 years of public education and 4 years of college, nobody knows how to report child abuse. It's such a complicated thing to be in there and go like, yeah, what's up? Hey, boss, so I was in the shower and I saw Jerry and he was fucking a 10-year-old boy. That's so difficult. You need training to know how to do that, because not just anybody can report child abuse. It's so complex. And the fifth thing Rosenberg's going to do with this $48 million she's getting from the taxpayers, because the football coach sucked the dick of 10-year-old boys in his basement while his wife pretended she didn't know what was going on, is it's going to be used for operating child advocacy centers. In other words, providing jobs for people with liberal arts degrees who can't get a job producing anything of real, actual value. Do you see how all of this just feeds back into the state? When I did my podcast, Stating the Obvious series, about the state wants women to be raped, do you see how Jerry Sandusky sucking these boys' cocks is completely feeding into the state? It's just creating more statism. It's creating more government employees. It's creating more government jobs. It's creating more government agencies. It's keeping these things alive. This is why the state loves crime. The state loves rape. The state loves child abuse. The state loves this shit because all of this feeds back into the state. It gives the state more and more power. Penn State recently announced its $12 million portion of the fine money will be set up, an endowment fund at its network on child protection and well-being. Oh, again, what the fuck does that accomplish for the people Jerry Sandusky? Do you notice how the victims of Jerry Sandusky are just completely fucking ignored? All of this is about how can we get money into the state. Jeannie Knoll, a human development and family studies professor, somebody who can't get a job in the real world, who directs the network, expects the money to generate $400,000 to $500,000 a year to fund research into detecting and preventing child abuse. We're going to do research about how to detect and prevent child abuse. Well, when you walk into a shower and you see a football coach fucking a 10-year-old boy, what kind of research do you need? I mean, these are researchers who can't get jobs. How do you prevent child abuse? Oh my God, sexism, oppression, gender binary. You prevent child abuse with nuclear families. You prevent child abuse by having the child have a mother and a father who care about the child. There's no research needed. You prevent child abuse by, instead of protecting pedophiles and giving them large lump sums of money and putting them in prison to live out their life paid for by the taxpayers, you protect children by taking pedophiles out into the public square and hanging them. You protect pedophiles by not allowing the administrators of the college to hide behind the law and say things like, well, we did what was legally required for us to do. You protect pedophiles by not having an organization in which two janitors who witnessed Jerry Sandusky fucking a 10-year-old boy in the shower don't say anything about it because they're afraid of losing their jobs. You protect children by not having a public school system in which a fucking football coach can come to the school and take a child out of the classroom and off the school grounds without the school saying no to him and without the school informing the child's parent. Nobody needs to do research on this shit. You people just have to get Obama's cock out of your mouth and you have to wake the fuck up. But no, you're just so fucking obsessed with sucking the dick of Obama and kissing up to the GLBT KKK and smashing the gender binary and whining about how oppressed women are and trying to get more fucking laws and more fucking government. Remember, boys and girls, every time a pedophile fucks a little boy or a little girl, the state gets a fucking hard-on.